You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Am Yisrael, after 210 years, they have to go through a different route. And the reason was that Hashem claimed that it is too close or too early. Ribono Shel Olam did not take him through Palestine, as is brought. Why? Because Hashem was worried. Did you know Hashem sometimes gets worried? So Hashem said, maybe they ran into a war. So Hashem said, that's not the right path. So now, obviously the question that you have, like let's say one of the examples about Shimon and Levi. Remember the story that went to Shechem? What happened? Another story? So went into Shechem and then they wiped up the city. And then what happened? And then they didn't chase after them.
No.
Why?
Because Yaakov
prayed
for them.
No. They killed many. But, I'm sorry?
A lot of them were killed.
But nobody chased after them?
They wiped out the whole city.
Whole city? Everybody?
Except women and kids.
No, that's not what the Torah says. They killed, but not everybody.
Yeah, like, was afraid of the other nation.
I understand, but did they chase after them or not?
Not that we know.
How? Why? Elohim al Arim, that there was such a fear that was created that people, they were scared to chase after them. So we see the proof. If Ribono Shel Olam is taking Am Yisrael after 210 years, but here he says, I'm worried about the war. But here we see he protected Shimon and Levi, two people, by creating fear to people to not chase after them. So, Ribono Shel Olam has no need for F-35 or Uzo or Uzi or anything. So, why he's worried? You follow? You understand? So, we have a proof. So, now here, the other question that obviously you have, what's the question you have?
What?
So, now, if you, Am Yisrael, they have noticed and they have observed so many miracles. Why Hashem is worried that they go back? Because Hashem says, maybe they're running to a war and they're going to go back. No?
Yeah.
After all these miracles, how could they go back?
Maybe because of part of the crime was...
But that's true. Yeah. Yes, fine. Yeah, because 30 years before, the tribe of Ephraim, there's a quote, this is key that maybe, so they learn that the numeric value of the key is 30. So the way the tribe of Ephraim calculated the redemption was 30 years ahead of time. They made a mistake. So when they were out, so as we see later on, Yechezkel Hanavi, they revived them. That's what they have to have it in Pesach.
The right.
Yes. So now...
One question. If Hashem is worried that if they're going to go through the Palestine, so they're going to get into war, so Hashem could, save them. I mean...
Could
destroy them.
Right.
But if they go to the Yam, to the sea... Same thing,
beautiful. That's an excellent question. I was waiting for somebody to ask this question. So now, what was the question? Why Hashem is worried after seeing all this war, they might go back? Why is he worried?
Hashem wants to do it that way, so the Muslim come after Israel and Yosef.
Yeah, there's other way that get them out. Anyway, they're going to chase anyway, because purposely they told them they're going to go out 3 days, so they want to pull them out. But now, here you go, horseback riding. Have you gone? Yes? So now, Mr. Horse, does he differentiate who is riding on him?
No.
He doesn't know? He doesn't check the ID before somebody gets on him?
Yeah, he does fear.
I know, but if he wants to throw somebody down, does he matter? Like, let's say he's a king riding on a horse or a simple person?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? I mean, he doesn't have any respect for the king? No?
No.
Isn't that something? So here, Bali Musa is teaching us a very, very delicate point, and that is the force that is called Yetzer Hara, it's a negative force that pulls you away and it tells you it's okay to come late to Mincha and things like that. This force doesn't differentiate between simple person and the king. It gets anybody. Either you have observed greatest miracle and you say, wow, Sadiq. They call it Bachalomot. That means your dreams. There's no such a thing. Being riding on a horse, that is Yetzer Hara, so then you cannot say, what a miracle I've experienced. You know, you don't know how I got to know Ribono Shel Olam. There's no such a thing. As a matter of fact, the greatest and greater you become, your Yetzer Hara becomes
more greater.
That means the riding on the horse becomes more crucial, more difficult. And that's what exactly Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us. That you never, ever, as Rambam Zatzal in Hilchot Teshuvah brings, even 1 minute, 1 minute before 120 years, you cannot rely on yourself. You know what that is? 120 years, you were Sadiq. 1 minute before 120 years, you cannot rely on yourself. So now, here, the other beautiful message here is that Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us there's only one way, one solution to hold strong. And that is, you have to learn to create an enough fence that could protect you, God forbid, to fall in the trap. When Ribono Shel Olam says, I cannot take him this way, I have to go to the other way, what does that mean? Why Hashem is worried about the war? So the Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, no. The patent here is that you cannot say, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. I'm greater than this. There's no such a thing. Here we see the change of the location, the change of circumstances. That's the only way that can create the protection that one needs. For example, you know people that go on a diet?
No.
No?
Yeah.
You know? Is it easy?
No.
It's not easy. You know, you're craving for the ice cream. You come home. You know what it is?
Yeah.
How can you stop yourself?
They eat everything and then diet.
Yeah. No. How can you stop yourself? Huh? How can you stop yourself?
It's hard.
It's impossible. It's just like a magnet. It pulls you. It pulls you and says, I'm ready for Shahakon Nihya Midvaro.
Especially when you are going
to the Right. But there's a way guaranteed that can stop you from a delicious mocha ice cream. Chalav Israel. You take a piece of steak and you say Shakon Yavid Varo, and 6 hours you are off the hook. 6 hours. Why? Because that's the only way that you can protect yourself from the Yetzer Hara. You cannot say, I'm Sadiq enough, you know, I'm gonna go there, I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna talk to him. Never happens. Never happens. And many, they felt they're good enough and they became the worst one. Worst one. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. The Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, you have to go the other way. I'm worried about the Minchama. What Minchama? But the milchama here is talking about the challenges, the tests that we go through life. You get angry, you scream, you stay calm, you ignore, you keep quiet. These are the milchama. This is the milchama. You see, greatest task that we have. To eat the steak right away before the ice cream. Let's give you a shot. So what's about?
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.